Hi, Big Friday.
Is it actually working this time? Third time's the charm, huh?
Oh, if by third you mean 300th, yeah.
Well, yeah. Right. Well, anyway, are you okay?
I'm hanging in there. Why do you ask?
Do you need me to help you up?
Oh, wait, have I fall?
Today's the first day of fall, and you did just that. You fell for the skit. Play the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm coming!
Oh, Lord. I'll take that as a
no. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone. It's me, Larry Bader. Wait, I've already forgotten. No, it's well. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. See, we're just gonna do this live. We're gonna do it live.
Do it live.
Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday, the 22nd of September, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavetria. 8-9 days until Christmas album drops. Parton. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. How's everybody doing? With me, I have... He's fat. He is bone weary today.
I am bone weary.
Y'all, it's Big Fatty.
I have to say, y'all, I'm a little taken aback Vader's... state of dress today. Y'all, I expected him to be with us today in a smart black jet dress with a black veil, because you know, we've recently had to experience the passing of Ruth Vader Ginsburg.
You know,
and
what?
I know that Vader was her maiden name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And yes. How's the family holding up?
You know, the Fatherina is okay.
Okay.
But Father Hat, he's doing okay. But you know, I believe that there was a little bit of and some shock
yeah,
this week.
Absolutely.
I actually have politics on my list of things to talk about today, and
oh, okay,
there was no one more political than Ruth Vader Ginsburg.
Right. By the way, are there any pictures in the family album of Baby Ruth?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? And sometimes, like, Baby Ruth in a pool, even.
Oh,
so,
yes. Sure, a pool out quickly.
Even back then,
right.
Big Fatty, I feel like we are going to hell.
We are, but it's not because of today. But anyway,
right. Well, as a T-shirt I saw recently said, you know, they said I say fuck too much, so I'm going to hell. So I've rented a bus. Which of you fuckers want to ride?
Wait a minute. Did I see Miss Lauren's hand go up? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I know. She's like, I'm not even married yet, but sure. So we did have some technical difficulties getting started, and
Wait. Y'all, the technical Vader sends me a textimonium. Shall we record early?
Well, you have some
of the
things
Pride
going on.
48 events.
Right.
And I said, yes. I said, it has to be done before 3.
And
okay?
It will be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
you're very busy is what I'm hearing.
Well, no. So, y'all, I go out on my nipple walk this morning.
Well, I was afraid you weren't awake. I've been awake.
I'm back I've eaten a little something. I send a message at 1:30.
No, you didn't.
I'm ready, and I get back. I'm shuffling food in my mouth. I'll be with you momentarily.
Well, and that was 30 minutes later.
2:30.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fairness, there's a lot of food to shovel, and I have to do dishes as soon as I use them these days because, you know, I mentioned,
well,
I think,
flies.
Exactly, and I have almost conquered those motherfuckers, but when I cook, they, you know, but Big Fatty, I am going to win the a Vader Peace Prize.
Oh,
some breaking news.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have found the perfect, and that Adam Burns may need to know this.
He's got the fruit flies, you know.
I do know. That's why I said the perfect solution to a fruit fly.
Vagisil?
No, you would think. Oh. You would think. But I on Friday, we had a very terrible week at the coal mine.
Oh, lovely.
And on Friday, I came home, and I was just... And I had to stay up until midnight because we had some big coal mine things.
Big doings
ending at midnight, and there was some contention. So myself and my coworker, the young mother, had to stay up till midnight. Now, only one of us made it, and it was not her. She passed out and set an alarm and slept through it. But I poured myself a glass of Bordeaux.
Oh.
That I had picked up at the Total Wine and More. And immediately it was bombed by 100 fruit flies.
Oh.
So, Big Fatty, I did what any sensible gay would do.
Poured it on the floor.
That glass was pretty much ruined, but I got out a plate with a lip and poured it in there with all the fruit flies and set it in the sink. Big Fatty, I woke up Saturday morning to 500 fruit flies in the Bordeaux. So if you have fruit flies infesting your kitty cat's litter box, turns out Bordeaux.
Give the kitty cats the Bordeaux, and when they TT in the litter box, then that will attract the fruit flies and kill them.
Right. Right. So while it was a very expensive bottle of Bordeaux, I figured still cheaper. Have you ever bought fly traps, by the way?
I can't say. I looked at them when I visited Venus, but I have not.
So neither had I because, you know, just haven't. Big Fatty. The good ones, the ones that actually work, they're like $30.
Ooh.
I know. I was like, what? Yeah, it's like, you know, obviously if you have flies, you're desperate, I think, is how this business model works.
You need to bathe.
Right, right. But, so I was like, you know, as expensive as this glass of Bordeaux was, still less expensive. Yeah, so anyway, so Big Fatty.
Yes.
It is September 22nd.
Yes, first day of fall here
it is the first day of fall.
I know you're getting your pumpkin spice pants
colonic.
On.
Uh-huh, yeah. So,
the pumpkin spice colonic. I like
right.
that.
Now, I'm sure you talked about this on your Monday little show that I did not listen to yet. Yeah, of course.
Right.
When you woke up Saturday morning and you opened the front door of the villa.
Yes.
Did you, I mean, did you say?
I went. It was a happy meh.
It was
fabulous.
I'm glad we're not recording this because I haven't taken a shower today. I have no words for how absolutely incredible this weather is. It's short-lived.
But it was still nice today on Sunday too.
Oh yeah, but I mean by next weekend we're going to be back up around 80 or so.
Yeah.
But air conditioner on. I'm podcast PWWO podcasting with windows open. I'm sure my neighbors love hearing this.
Okay.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, it's lovely. It really is lovely.
I feel better. I've been working on cleaning up the Vader family compound, brushed out the kitties. It is just absolutely, absolutely amazing. So,
well, but, you know, and we have, you know, the thing is, every year we have about a week of fall.
Right. Right.
And it's just that week is our favorite season of the year.
Right. Well, except for last year, where we didn't actually have a week of fall. We kind of went, like, it was on October 31st, and I remember this, I have it noted. On October 31st, it was 85 degrees.
Okay.
On November 1st, it was 50 degrees as the high. We just skipped it. We skipped fall and went right into winter. Now, it was a very warm winter. And they say this winter is going to be a little warm, but not nearly as warm as last year. But, yeah.
We got to have some cold weather to kill the fruit flies.
Right. Right. That's what I'm hoping for. But I do want to do this.
Okay.
Ooh, Big Fatty, with the fall comes Election Day.
Yes.
And I, before we get into this, I want to say, I don't care who you vote for, a little bit, but I want you to go out and vote.
Yes.
Or fill out your app. Now, you filled out your absentee.
This is what I say every year.
Yeah. Like,
get off your ass and vote. And go vote.
Right. Now, I decided this past weekend, that I was going to take a look at the sample ballot.
Oh!
Have you done that yet?
I have not.
It is absolutely mortifying. Now, you know, there's the elections that we all know about. We have some congressional, right? Actually, we have 1, 2, 3 congressional.
You've got the coroner. You've got you have to elect the coroner.
The coroner is there. The coronatic race, if you will, is highly contested this year.
It is.
The solicitor, county, you know. And that one is contested. But there was another one that was very contested, and usually it's one of the ones that's like independent or no party or whatever.
Oh, Lord.
But not this year.
Oh, Lord.
Big Fatty, we're up to elect the water commissioner.
Oh, my God. I had no idea that this was important of an election.
It is. It is. And so if for no other reason, I assume that means you can't not go out and vote now. Because, you know, what would John Philip Sousa do?
Right.
But I, honest to God, and I did this on purpose. I do not give a shit or 12 about the Cooper River District School Board.
I don't know.
There are 8 contested races.
And y'all, here, it doesn't matter where you live, you vote for the school board members, wherever, everywhere.
Right. In the whole county, I guess?
Uh-huh.
Wherever the school district covers, probably.
Right.
I don't care, number one. Number two, have you ever... So I was like, you know what? I don't think I have to cast a ballot for these elections, right? Like, I think you can leave those blank. But I was like, well, I'll go and see if I can find some information on these candidates. So maybe I can, you know, because with everything going on, like, I have an opinion about education.
Yeah, right. Informed. You want to be an informed participant.
I do. Can't find a lick of information about the school board seats.
Well, that's exactly the information that you really wanted to know about them.
Right, right. So there's nothing out there. They're just on the ballot. So
now let me ask you this. Are you planning on voting in person, or are you going to do the absentee ballot, because you know this past week our governor Foghorn Leghorn approved for everyone to be able to do a mail-in ballot because of the state of emergency.
I saw that. I believe that was like Tuesday or Wednesday. I am going to do it in person. Only because
You like to stand in line?
With Rona, I'm a little concerned because I don't know if you've noticed, and our music has already run out, and we've gone to the Liberty Bell March now. But before we get to the Star Spangled Banner, we'll wrap this up. I went into the gas station on Saturday morning because I like to treat myself when I fill up the jalopy.
Yeah.
And that is my excuse. I've been on a diet for a while. And that is my excuse to go in and buy Reese's Pieces. Not a Take Five, not a Zero Bar.
Right.
But a Reese's Pieces. A little, you know, dollar box of them. Because you can't buy them in the little small packs anymore.
No.
I was the only customer in line in the gas station that had a mask on.
Oh. Well, so, and again, why is it you're going to go and vote in person?
Well, that's what I was saying. I am a little bit concerned because of that. So,
well,
but so it's amazing that music just stopped.
It's you know, it's ruination at its finest. But what I was going to say is I have requested my absentee ballot.
Right.
And because this was approved for the general election, I will never have to go to a polling place again, because in the future I can get the over 65 exemption.
Ah, so yeah, my polling place is actually super easy to get to and navigate for me. And in 08, the lines were pretty long, but otherwise, like, it's not that bad. So I've just learned not to go first thing in the morning, because that's when the old people like to go and whatnot. So anyway, enough about that. Big Fatty, just want to say, go out and vote or mail your ballot in. And, you know, that way your kitty cat can help you with it. So.
Right.
But.
Include some fruit flies if you'd like.
Oh, yes. And a computer that's dying slowly. We're going to have to work on that. I was so proud of myself that I set this up. They were recording the tracks individually, and it just can't do it. The banjo band can't do it. We may have to switch to Logic. I just don't know Logic or Audition as well.
Oh.
But we've got some breaking news.
Okay, I'm listening.
Now, I think this has definitely happened by the time we recorded last week's show, and I forgot to mention it. Big Fatty, did you see?
Wait, what is that? The cat that just jumped across the desk?
She was sitting on my lap.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
She doesn't jump anywhere. No.
Okay, she's too fat.
Exactly. Did you see that Captain America's penis accidentally leaked last week?
Well, he's been incontinent for a while, so I'm not surprised his penis was leaking. But I did not see it. But I saw on the Twitter where he was posting, "Well, now that I have your attention, make sure you go out and vote."
Right, right. Chris Evans.
But
yes,
I did see it last night, and girthy.
And everyone's like, "Oh, they posted his erect penis, Big Fatty." I don't think that was even erect.
Like, well, it's girthy.
I think it gets larger, and that was my take on it. And I was actually just in part of what I was running late while I was eating my lunch, because I was watching Captain America: The Original Avenger, or the first Avenger, because I was like, I just need to, because he's shirtless a lot in that one, so I just needed to see that a little bit, just to remind myself that Chris Evans isn't my favorite. Chris Pine, more so. Chris Hemsworth, much more so. If we're talking about the Chrises.
But the best, the one at the top of the list, of course, is Somewhat Special Chris.
Oh, 100%. 100%. This is where I'd play the Hung Like a Donkey sound effect if it hadn't accidentally been lost to time forever. All right. So we got to wrap this up soon because you've got very important things to do.
Very important things.
Now, we are recording this in full disclosure before Big Fatty tries to host a Zoom game.
It's going to be fabulous. Are you going to be there?
No.
Okay.
But wasn't invited. But
everybody's invited.
I seriously knew nothing about it until I did some research because I don't really listen to any of the stuff about that. So I didn't know any of this was happening. But I have to go out. I'm going to take a shower, put on some real clothes, and go out to the grocerarium when this is over because I just ate my last potato and my last grilled chicken. So
carrots? Now, when you go there, make sure that they don't forget the carrots.
Well, I am actually going to do my own grocery shopping. So
I think
we'll be okay. I'm going to go out and do that. So if I get back in time, I might just pop in just to see what's going on. But I am, spoiler alert, I can't talk today. I realized I didn't talk at all yesterday. So, spoiler alert, I am going to be spending the entire week on Zoom. I'm hosting some Zoom webinars this week for, 500-600 people. And I'm running the show, but I am also going to be hosting the trivia in the pre-show. So I figure I could always watch you do this so we could see how ruined it is.
Well, you can get the tips.
Just the tip.
Well, I tell you what, shall we play a game here?
Well, that's what I was starting.
A little practice in?
Yeah. Well, I thought, yeah, exactly. Why don't we do this?
Gosh, let's go.
Yes, Bell Baby 2.
It's time for Larry's favorite
phobias. Oh, gosh. All right, Big Fatty. I have a new set of phobias for you.
Oh, is it the fear of Joan Collins?
No, I was looking for a different one, and it's not on this list, so I may have made it up, but the first one we're going to go for is bufonophobia. That's B-U-F.
Could you spell that for me?
It's B-U-F-O-N-O. Bufonophobia.
And this is named for the person, Joey Bufano.
Ah.
And it's the fear of the Jersey Shore.
You're so close. Actually, probably closer than we all know. It's the fear of toads.
That's exactly a match. Okay.
Right. Well, that's kind of what I was saying. Yeah.
Right.
So our next one, it's something that you don't have a fear of.
Okay,
but you need to understand it, because some might. It's methyphobia, and that's M-E-T-H-Y.
Methyphobia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
God, that music just ends like no warning.
Well, Thuffer and Thuckatash. It's the fear of cartoon characters with a lisp. That are very methy.
Close.
You know, like Snagglepuff.
Close. You're very close.
Daffy Duck. Okay.
It's the fear of alcohol.
Oh no, I don't have a fear of that.
Yeah, I didn't feel like you did. And so the final one, even though the music's out, two does not seem like nearly enough.
Right.
And this is something that I bet you do have a fear of.
Oh.
But I think that it's very ironic that you do. It's irrational, if you will. It's cephalophobia.
Okay, and spell that for me.
S-E-P-L-O.
Seplo.
Mm-hmm. Seplophobia.
Seplo. That's the, this is, actually, it is the, there's another corresponding opposite phobia. It's sup above.
Oh, oh.
The sup above and the sup below.
Of course. Of course. I'm surprised I didn't.
And it is the fear of changes in altitude.
Close, but not at all. Although this does, in your case, change in altitude quickly in the morning. It is the fear of decaying matter.
Oh, well, that's also called colon phobia.
Ah,
or
I have that.
Turlet trot phobia is the fear of decaying matter falling out before you get to the turlet.
Right, right. Definitely have that. Definitely
which
have
might
that.
Attract fruit flies.
Well, I thought, so I, okay. Well, I think you did pretty good on that one. I
was just about as spot on as you can get.
It's true. So, it's true.
I know, and I did better than Nessa.
So, well, yeah. Right, right. But Chris from Tennessee from New Jersey has been studying the list. So,
who?
Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I said, but anyway. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So now, Big Fatty, we're going to wrap this up because you gotta run. You gotta get ready to do your
right.
doings. Is this a big doings week? Is it
this coming week?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Here, let's just take a look at the calendar here.
Oh,
well, other than me falling on Tuesday today.
Right.
There and on Friday ooh, of this ooh. Week, it's only 3 months till grandma.
Oh, Lord.
So
maybe I'll have a attached rectum by grandma.
I doubt it.
Me too. So. At this point. Ooh, a little update on that. A little went to see the doctor on Thursday.
Yes.
And he was very chatty.
Chatty.
I don't understand him because he's sometimes chatty, sometimes just awful. But he took one look and I said, "Doc, it's fallen out, isn't it?" And he said, "No, it's fine." And I said, "Well, except that I can't see." He's like, "It'll be a few more months."
Oh, okay.
And I said, "So when you said 10 days, he's like, I just tell everybody that."
Oh, okay.
But I said, "Did you check my rectum pressure?"
Oh.
He said, "Oh, yeah." And I already knew the answer to this because as soon as the nurse checked it, I said, "What is it?" Because they don't tell you anything unless you ask, of course.
Oh, that's right.
You know.
Those are your health records, and no, you cannot have them.
Right, exactly. And so she said, "It's 13. And I said, "Oh, thank hydrogen," because it has been in the, 30s. And that's very bad. So, you could blow your rectum out with that. There could be permanent loss of rectum.
Let me assure you, La Hacienda, you can blow your rectum out there, too.
Right, right. But he said, "Ah," and I said, "So do I need to keep taking the Cymbalta or whatever it is? I don't know. One of those drugs that you
see." Is that to help your with your memory?
It is.
Okay.
And he said, "Oh, you're still taking that?" And I said, "Yes, you told me I had to take it for 3 months." And he's like, "Now you can just stop taking that." Okay. All right. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And he's like, "Well, is that okay?" And I said, "Well, it costs $100 a bottle, so yeah, I'm basically okay with that." And he's like, "Yeah, don't worry about it. Just get some Visine."
Oh, well, that'll keep the rectum out.
Right. So, anyway. So, that's the update on my detached rectum.
I'm sorry we did not get to play Dead or Alive today because...
Was there a good one?
Oh, Alan Rocky Lane.
Well, dead.
He is dead.
And I'm going to say... I'm going to say he's the model for Rocky and Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Well, very close. You're closer than you think. He was the voice of Mr. Ed.
Oh, by the way, I have a new quiz program for next week.
Okay. Wilbur.
Yeah, we're going to see how much you know about classic TV.
Wilbur. Oh, yep. I love it.
I know. Okay. I figured you would. I just was too bone weary to put it together. Okay, got to go.
The music stopped.
I know. We're just still talking because we just like talking to each other so much.
And who was this Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee person again?
I don't know. I think he was someone that listened, but he can't be bothered.
Oh, right.